We've got Ellis Dyson in the shambles, or Ellis Dyson in the shamble, I guess I should say, here in the studio right now. Ellis Dyson and Danny Abrams from the band to help us get the word out about the Shikori Hills Grassroots Festival of Music and Dance, which is coming up on May 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th down in Chatham. ShikoriHillsGrassroots.org is the website, and it is always a lot of fun. Guys, thanks for being here in the studio, and that last song was great before we took our break. That was terrific.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So you were talking about the fact that the band, like, it's got a number of members in it, but it started with the two of you, right? So
it did. Yeah. Like young Ellis had like a couple songs that I didn't know really much about, and you know, most people look for a rhythm section, like a bass player at least, or a guitar player, maybe even a drummer. But I went straight for horns.
That's fair. That's so, fair.
Showed up at Danny's jazz combo through our mutual friend Joseph Terrell of Mipso. And there I recruited Danny and demanded that he sell his soul to me on the spot. And
which he immediately did?
Right, yeah. That was my smile.
I sold my soul that day.
Many regrets ever since. Because how long ago was that?
Wow, we're coming up on 6 years.
Nice.
We're getting old.
And you've got how many albums out now? Two, at least, that I know of. Yeah.
Two, and the third is hard in the works.
Nice. Cool. So tell us about the journey. You've been going for 6 years. Great, great local band. I know a lot of people listening right now have heard you perform, so no introduction needed. But how has it been going for the last 6 years?
I'd say one
is this huge, broad question with no point. But
it's going good.
One part of the journey is that it has been never-ending.
Yeah, right.
We've been traveling to some of the same places over and over, some new places. It's gaining momentum day by day, but there's certainly no shortcuts that we've at least.
What's the furthest south that you've gone?
We've been as far north as New York City.
Nice.
As far south as Georgia and Alabama. And then we did a loop this past summer that took us through Tennessee and Ohio and Kentucky.
Super cool. What's been your favorite part of it?
Oh, man. favorite part of it. Well, there's different things to like about every aspect. I don't think there's anything bad about it. It's good work to do. Writing the music has been probably my favorite part because I just don't know. I came in with very limited tools, just some sounds in the head, and writing with Danny and everyone else is always just incredible. And then there's the traveling side of it. They say, you know, there's a joke about bands that they travel the entire country and entire world and see none of it, but we take, you know, I think we've managed to take time to get out of the van and enjoy as comfy as our van is. You know, shout out to the band van, but you know, we take time to enjoy the places that we're visiting, which is big for me because before this, I didn't really get out very much. Mm-hmm. Just a North Carolina guy, you know, and I've just been here for a while. And so the band is my excuse to get out and see the places, meet the good people.
Well, it's good to come back home, though, and I know you were saying Shikori Hills is one of your favorite festivals of the year, right?
Oh, absolutely. Since before I ever picked up a banjo, so it's been my favorite.
Was the dream to play at Shikori Hills, was that like the reason for picking up the banjo in the first place?
Well,
part of it?
Part of it, yeah sure. Yeah. I'm just gonna say that was a motivation. I mean, you see people playing, you know, at Shikori, and you're just like in high school and, you know, drooling over, wanting to be that person. I don't know if that necessarily led me right to the banjo. There's probably more conventional ways.
That is actually a good question, though. Like, why banjo? Like, you start music in, you know, when you're a kid, like, you immediately, like, get pushed towards, like, guitar or piano or sort of, like, an orchestra or band instrument. But banjo isn't in any of those categories. So what was it that led you there?
Well, I started on the guitar, as a lot of people did, learning, like, you know, like, watching YouTube to learn Dave Matthews covers and, you know, classic high school guitar player kind of stuff. Honestly, it all started when I was listening to NPR on the way to school one morning. There was a story I was following, and I had left it on the station in the car, and I had finished school and gone to baseball practice and all that good stuff. And by the time I got back in my car, it was Back Porch Music was playing.
Nice.
And I turned it on, and it was this song, an old-time song called Little Birdie, and it was done by Roscoe Holcomb. And it was a sound that I had never heard in my life, and it was like almost like haunting. I couldn't get it out of my head, you know, and I just heard it. Demanded my parents give me a banjo. I just like, you know, beat it up for a little while. I mean, it sounded bad.
What was that conversation like? Like, go up, Mom, Dad, I want a banjo and I want it now.
Kind of like wanting a drum set.
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
Not much better at first. Well, they had bought me a violin a year before, and that was terrible. So I think they were just looking for an out, you know, and I gave it to them. But, you know, I started playing old-time banjo, you know, the clawhammer style, just really getting into, like, a lot of 19th century banjo music. As any high schooler would, and
like you do.
But that just got me interested in the old time version of every genre. You know, the old time version of rock and roll, like the blues, old time jazz, all that New Orleans jazz. I heard Louis Armstrong kind of for the first time in my life when I was really listening. I mean, you can't hear that and like turn it down. So that kind of led me to playing more swing style, kind of flat picked banjo. I still do old time in my spare time, but. With the Shambles, I'm, you know, playing in that oom-bop, oom-bop, you know, kind of swing pattern.
Danny, how about you? You've got, we're going to have you play a second song, and you've already pulled out a second instrument to play that song. How many instruments do you play?
I play three of the four members of the main saxophone family.
Okay.
I play the baritone and the alto and the soprano.
Nice.
And the tenor is cool, too, but a lot of people play the tenor. Mm-hmm. So it's a crowded space. I don't need to add my voice into there. So I like to just hang out on the other ones.
So what led you to that instrument then? How did you get started?
Well, I got started in third grade because my dear mother thought it might be a good idea. She thought I might like it, and she was right. And so I got started, and then I started playing in school. And just, I always liked it, but loving it took years and years. And I didn't actually want to go home and practice on my own until maybe later in high school, and then... Throughout college at UNC, I was heavily involved in the jazz program, and that really taught me more on the technical level and cemented my love for playing.
Awesome. I'm speaking with Ellis Dyson and Danny Abrams from Ellis Dyson and the Shambles, which, by the way, how come he got to be the name of the band? Why not Danny Abrams and the Shambles?
I mean, look at me. No, I'm just kidding.
He's tall and beautiful.
Okay,
I like my role as, you know, right off-center, pulling the strings.
First chair saxophone. Yeah.
That is the second most awkward conversation after Mom and Dad, I want a banjo and I want it now. Cool. So without any further ado, you got a couple more songs to play, so... what's the next one that we're gonna hear?
Yeah, we'll play a little sweet one. This one's called Broken Record.
Awesome.
It is just charming.
Take it away.
Your face and them pretty little hands sitting on your waist, and I can't keep this to myself. I love you, little mama, don't you put me on a shelf. Oh no, 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 that'd be me like an alley cat, sound like a broken record. Me like an alley cat, sound like a broken record now. Me like an alley cat, sound like a broken record. Me like an alley cat, sound like a broken record now. Come on, baby, now, let's get a little crazy now. Take a little walk with me. Come on, baby, now, don't be lazy now. Take a little walk with me. 'Cause I've been drinking for days. I've been dreaming for you, 'cause I've been drinking for days. Now I've been dreaming of you for years.
Mm-hmm.
name right on your tongue. I'm feeling like an animal, a little untamed. Come on, little mama, just a little spare change. It must have been fate that's brought you my way. Come on, little mama, don't just throw me away. Oh, no, no, no. That'd be me like an alley cat, sound like a broken record. Me like an alley cat, sound like a broken record now. Me like an alley cat, sound like a broken record. Me like an alley cat, sound like a broken record now. Come on, baby, now, we can make it now. Take a little walk with me. Come on, baby, now, you can save me now. Take a little walk with me. Cause I've been drinking for days. I've been dreaming for you. Cause I've been drinking for days. Now I've been dreaming of you for years. Sound like a broken record. Me like an alley cat. Sound like a broken record now.
Awesome. Alice Dyson and the Shambles. We got more from them coming up on the other side of the break. We'll talk more about the Shikori Hills Grassroots Festival of Music and Dance that's coming up next at 6:25.